I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. And we thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. We thank you because you are a good God. And I cease my singing this morning because I do love you, Lord, but my heart's desire as I sat here and meditated on you is that, God, I ask that you provide the fire and that we'll provide the sacrifice. You provide your spirit and we will open up inside. Our request, our desire for you today, Lord, is to fill us up. We love you, God, because you give us and equip us with everything that we need and more. But we need your spirit. We need your anointing. We need your refreshing. So, God, here we are standing in your presence as empty vessels, ready to be filled with your glory, ready to be filled with your honor, ready to be filled with your spirit so that we may be effective vessels to be used for your glory in this kingdom and in this work here today. Not our wills, Lord, but that thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not be overcome with selfish desires. Let us not be overrun by desires of the flesh. But God, cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the wills and cast the devil out of our way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we want to be effective ministers for you so that your will might be done, so that your kingdom might come in the mighty name of Jesus. Souls are at stake, God. Lives are at stake right now, God. Oh, God, people, cities, and nations, and countries are at stake now. And it's if your people, which have been called by your name, would humble themselves and pray. It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to be used by you. It's time for us to let our light shine, that you may get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. It's not enough, God, oh God, just to say that we are believers, Lord, but we need your glory so that we may be more than what our words are saying. It's not enough to render lip service. And too many of us as believers are rendering lip service. But we're standing here right now
offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. God, receive our worship. Receive our praise. You provide the fire, Lord, to burn up every impurity, God, that's unlike you. I'll be that sacrifice. I'll be that living sacrifice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So allow your Shekinah glory to come, oh God, and purify us and make us whole and make us right to drive out all impurities, God. Oh God, that we may be all that you call for us to be. For you are holy. You said, I am holy. And so you expect for us to be holy. You expect for us to be holy, God. And holiness is not a denomination, Lord, but it's a way of living. You expect us to be holy in our conversation. You expect us to be holy, God, holy, oh God, in our communication, God. You expect us to be holy, God, in the way we walk and in the way we talk, Lord. Even in the way we dress, Lord, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but it leads to the path of death, to the path of destruction. God, we don't want to go the way that seems right, Lord, but we want to go the way that is right. We want to go and allow you to order our footsteps because you won't lead us astray. God, you won't lead us to the path of death or path of destruction, but you will lead us to the path of righteousness. Fill us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus until we overflow so that we will run over in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your spirit may overflow, that your anointing may overflow, oh, that your power may overflow, oh, God, that your grace and mercy, God, will overflow, oh, God, that your goodness will overflow, God, that your love will overflow. Fill us up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to be filled by you. We'll provide that sacrifice. Provide your spirit. We'll provide the place where he can dwell. We'll provide that home where he won't feel uncomfortable. We'll provide that vessel, that body, that temple, God, that he can come in and dwell in, that he can inhabit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as he come in to make us right, to make us strong, to give us holy boldness, to empower us, to help us to walk in victory, to speak those things that are not as though they were, for us to be able to speak life into those on our job, to speak life into those in our homes, Lord, to speak life into those that we walk across, that we come across in the streets, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for your spirit, Lord, yesterday, because he allowed me to speak life into someone that was in my car. She said, made this simple statement that a cheater never win, a cheater never prosper, Lord, and she had become discouraged just that quick in the car because someone tried to get in front of her and get their way into the car. But I let her know, Lord, that cheaters they don't ever prosper, because what they sow will come back as a harvest that they don't want to receive. And so we reap what we sow. And so I was able to give her biblical principles, Lord, and not just give her my opinion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, because your spirit gives us boldness, Lord, to be able to express Jesus in every single situation, because it's Jesus in the morning, it should be. It should be Jesus in the noonday. It should be Jesus all day long. We should find ourselves meditating on his word and meditating on his promises both day and night. Thank you, God, for choosing us. And I pray that you make us into the vessel of honor that you have for us to be. Put us in the refining fire. Help us to come out as pure gold, to be the vessels that you need for us to be. I want souls to be saved. I want to be a vessel to lead someone to Christ today. I want to encourage someone to continue to hold on and continue to run on. I want to let someone know that Jesus still saves. Give me the opportunity, Lord, as I present my body as a living sacrifice today, as we consecrate ourselves, as I offer myself, Lord, and put flesh under subjection, oh, God, and push my plate away. Oh, God, grant us a greater anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, a greater anointing, a closer walk with thee. Help us to meditate on your word, God, today, that we may draw ourselves to you and that we may be drawn, oh God, into your presence, into your anointing. I pray for the membership. I pray for people everywhere. I pray for churches everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for souls, oh God, that are waiting, the harvest that's waiting for the laborers, Lord. Send in the laborers everywhere, God. Send in the laborers even now, God, that we might reap the harvest that we have sown, Lord. In the name of Jesus, don't give up. We don't need to fear, because we have sown the seeds of harvest, Lord, and we want to reap what we have sown. I pray for my dear brother, Lord, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, and his family during the time of bereavement. You tell us that we should not look on our own things, but every man also on the things of others, that we should put others in front of ourselves, because that's the type of sacrifice that you made for us. You put what was best for us before what could have been best for you. And you allowed your son Jesus to be sacrificed, to be brutalized, to be beaten up on that cross. But thanks be to God that he did not stay there. He rose again on the third day with all power in his hand. And so you showed us the way. You showed us the way to be able to be sacrificial, to put ourselves behind somebody else. And so I pray for my dear brother who has been mourning for the loss of his mother. Not an expected loss, Lord, but give him the understanding, reaffirm to him that you do all things well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you know what you are doing and you know what is best. And so I pray that you would encourage him, reinforce your word into his heart and into his soul and into his mind. God, help him to declare your word even now, Lord, as he may be up, God, back at home in Mississippi, Lord, as he may be sitting up there discouraged, Lord. Reaffirm your word into his spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all things work together for the good, that absent from the body is present with the Lord, that you would never leave him and never forsake him, that you would be a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, that you would be everything, God, that he needs and more. Help him to stand during this time, to be a light unto his siblings, to be a light to his nieces and nephews, to even be a light to his family. He may show them the way that this is not the end. His mother knew you in the pardon of her sins, Lord, that this is not our goodbyes, but this is just, I'll see you later, because there will come a day that we will be caught up in the air to meet him. I caught up in the sky to meet him in the air. Thank you, God, for being an all-powerful God, a God that is a keeper, a God that is a sustainer, a God that is a way maker. God, there may be some petitions that may be before you that I don't know about. God, we pray that you hear the cries and hear the pleas of your people. God, some need strength. God, some need a fresh refreshing. Some need to be reassured that everything is going to be all right. Some need a miracle, Lord. Some need healing, God. But whatever the petition may be, there's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing that you can't solve. There's nothing that you can't make a way for and a make a way through. Make a way for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you come the more and have your way. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if I can be used for your glory today, I'm willing to go. If I can speak, God, words of encouragement to someone today, God, I'm willing to be that vessel, Lord, because I belong to you. Fill us up, Lord, to make us bold, to empower us, to grant us victory, and, Lord, to bring about the breakthrough that we are looking for in this day and time. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for being awesome. We thank you for being great and mighty. And we pray that your will might be done this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, because you are a wonderful and a great God. We praise your name even now, and we give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Our focus today is prayer for filling of the Spirit. The scripture reads from Ephesians 5:18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Comes from, again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And your additional reading comes from Galatians 5, 16, and 18. I want to encourage you, it's easy to become filled with the excesses of the world. But those things are temporal. Those things don't do anything for us. Those things don't give us the anointing, the power, the strength that we need to be able to conquer the enemy in this world and to be able to live a holy and acceptable life. But as Paul expressed to the Ephesians church, be filled with the Spirit. And when we are filled with the Spirit, our fruit shall reveal what we are filled with. If your fruit is love, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, if you are exhibiting and yielding the fruit of the Spirit, then you're showing that you're filled with his spirit. But if you don't, if you're not showing any of that fruit, then we have to question ourselves, what are we filled with? Who are we filled with? And what are we allowing to control our lives? I encourage you today, to wherever you're short at in those fruit of the spirit, wherever you're lacking at, yield to God and say, God, have your way in that area of my life so that that fruit may remain in me and that it may be present in me and that it may be displayed in me. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye.